France was one of five European countries which summoned Israel's ambassador in order to protest Israel's latest plan for more illegal settlements. Despite international outrage, Israel has said they will continue. The new colonies are especially controversial as they would completely cut off Palestinians in East Jerusalem Al-Quds from the rest of the West Bank.
It's a double provocation against both the Palestinians and the international community. The question is, will the international community react? Normally, it only criticizes Israel and goes no further. But the situation has completely changed thanks to the decision to recognize Palestine.
France was the first major European nation to announce its support for Palestine's new status at the UN. In doing so, France broke with its allies, the US and the UK, and sided with nearly all of Europe.
Europe still seeks the political power and voice to match its economic might. Some member states insist on their own diplomacy, but it also comes from too many European states letting the US decide for them. I'm sorry, but no. We need common defense, security, and foreign policies.
President Hollande disappointed many by not going further and taking the unprecedented step of recalling France's ambassador in Tel Aviv, as was rumored.
France is overly influenced by the Israeli lobby. That's why we failed to exert enough pressure. It's likely that Hollande will not dare to cross the Israeli lobby now, but if the colonies continue, it could break relations in the coming weeks or months.
In another act of vengeance, also receiving international condemnation, the Israeli regime has announced they will end the transfer of tax payments collected on behalf of the Palestinian Authority, which will further impoverish one of the world's poorest nations. Analysts say that condemnation of Israel's invasion of Gaza and the UN vote are proof of Israel's worsening relations with Europe. If tougher rhetoric from Europe translates into real action against Israel, the new settlements may prove to have been the final straw. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.